we think that when people have something that we want, that they are special and we are different. But the only way for you to see what's happening to them or what's out there is if you had it inside you. You can't see something you don't have in you.
Constructing your life is about much more than just building a bank account. Each week, join mindset coach Austin Linney as he interviews guests who are constructing their dream lives and impacting the world around them on a daily basis. If you're an entrepreneur or wanting to start a business, or you just want to hear motivating stories of how others have overcome the odds, you are in the right place. And now for your host, Austin Linney.
Guys, welcome to Construct Your Life. This is Austin with one of my solo episodes where I talk about a subject or an idea at length. And I think it's an important message to get out to the people about pressure and anxiety. You know, they say pressure is a choice, pressure is a responsibility, right? And, you know, a lot of times in life, the anxiety or the pressure to perform or the pressure to support our family or the pressure to live up to the expectations that we set for ourselves, it weighs on us in ways that we don't know about. It weighs on underneath the surface more than above the surface. There's a lot of people that wear their emotions on their sleeve. I'm definitely one of those people. I've gotten better at it. But the problem is all the ways that you don't know it's affecting you. When you're short with your kids, you cut your workout short because you can't thinking that I got to just rush to go do the job or do the work, right? And what you don't realize is in that moment that you're cutting short what you need to deal with the anxiety, which is the workout, the eating better, the taking care of yourself. We have a tendency as people to not give us what we need, but give everybody else what they need. And then the pressure and the anxiety of said thing builds up and up and up and up. I think one of the biggest misnomers that's confusing to me is that anybody that is establishing change in their life, or they're building, or they're trying to build a company and they haven't done it before, they think that everybody that's made it, whatever you want to call that, millionaires, billionaires, that they don't have anxiety or pressure anymore because the money disappears, or you don't have to worry about the money anymore, so you don't have that. And that's the farthest thing from the case. A lot of the times, the people who have made it at the top have more anxiety and more pressure than you can even imagine. They just don't share it as much because they've learned to deal with it. They've learned that it's part of the privilege. They learned that the true joy in business, the true unlocks of success and money come when you can fix the problem, when you can no longer look at the problem and say, you know, like, this is part of the game, right? And we spend our whole life creating this like need to get to this perfection level where there's no stress, there's no anxiety, everything's perfect. And life's not perfect. Look, I don't have kids, but I've been to plenty of people's houses with kids. And the first thing that everybody says when you walk into their house is, I apologize. You know, our house isn't as clean as I'd like it. We have kids. Well, yeah, no shit. I don't care. You're living a life. You have kids. Things happen. They like to play with toys. Like, who are you performing for? I don't know, because it ain't me, because I don't care. And so we create this like false narrative of like perfection, and this like false narrative of like, it has to get, I'm going to get to this utopia where there's no stress, there's no anxiety, there's no pressure. Like, without the pressure, you don't have greatness. Without the pressure, you don't have change. Without the anxiety, you don't see the areas where you need to improve. And the fact of the matter is, it does consume you. It can close in the world around you, and it can make it feel like it can't breathe, and it can make it feel like you're never going to get out. It like literally like financial pressure makes you feel like you're going to die. Like, are you actually going to die? If that deal doesn't go through, are you actually going to die? No, you're not. But that's how we behave it. And that's what our body says to us. That's what our mind says to us. And as you move up in the business world, and as you move up in the deal sizes, and you move up in the responsibility of multiple employees and 30 and 20 and 100 and 1,000, like, how do you think these guys that have 2,000 employees feel? Right? Do you think they're better than you at something? No, they've just done it longer, and they've gotten used to the pressure and the anxiety. We think that when people have something that we want, that they are special and we are different. But the only way for you to see what's happening to them or what's out there is if you had it inside you. You can't see something you don't have in you. So they're no more equipped to deal with the pressure and the anxiety that you are. They're just creating a space where they're, you know, they've dealt with it longer, and they've understand that the world's not going to come on. And that's easy for somebody to just say, but it's something that I've been living through the past couple of years. And I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect. And I'm not saying that I've got it all figured out. I'm not saying that even businesses, I've been screwed over many times. We've lost tons of money in business. But each opportunity is an opportunity for me to get better. Each opportunity is an opportunity for me to level up. Each opportunity is to be better at handling pressure and anxiety. And so when I meet clients or I meet people and they go, there's this some sort of perfection that you're striving to, I'm like, why? Like guys, I'll be the first one to tell you, like, the business stuff I can do, the podcasting I can do. It's the personal life that is a Rubik's Cube for me. Because I would be more than happy to just pour myself into business 24/7 and not address all the things that exist in my world. And I'm a little bit of a workaholic, and that's an everyday stress for me to deal with it and get better and try to disconnect, which is really hard for me. And because I felt like I gave so much away with all the years of alcoholism. And so I've got to catch up, right? And that's not an overriding thought, but it's there all the time, right? I'm 41. Oh my God, you got to do this. You got to do this. And then I started thinking to myself, like, you're robbing yourself of enjoying the process that is existing within the moment to get to some made up place that doesn't exist. That doesn't even matter in the big scheme of things. So if I were to extend out my viewpoint, if I were to extend out the time, if I'm doing what I'm doing now and I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my life because I love what I do and I've spent all this time understanding exactly it is what I want, then where's the pressure coming from? It's made up. Because if this is what I'm doing, I'm not going to get to some point where said thing is going to be different than what I'm currently doing now. The problems are just going to get bigger. And the responsibility is going to get bigger, and the pressure is going to get bigger. Well, then I need to deal with this at this scale and get better at it over and over again. We're creating messes and chaos in our life and unwanted anxiety and pressure from who? 9 times out of 10, when I ask my client, you know, well, I need to be here and I need to do this. Well, is your partner saying that? No. Is your boss saying that? No. Is your dad saying that? No. Is your brother saying that? No. Well, who the hell is saying it? You are. Nobody else. Nobody else. I swear, I'm not joking. This is like a 90% clip. Like, who's saying it? You are. Well, who's in control of that? You are. Well, then what the hell are we talking about? Why are you so torn up inside? Where are we going? Where are we running away from? What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? If it's you, then you're the tyrant. You're the psychotic patient. You have created a wall with no doors and no windows, and you are beating yourself senseless for no reason. You're the patient. It's in the mirror. You know that meme where the Spider-Mans are pointing around at each other? That's you. Your parents, your spouse, unless they're just a bad person, want to see you succeed. And they support you and your crazy ideas and everything that you do. And you are driving yourself flipping crazy. For what? To buy what car? To what do what status symbol? When you come home in at night, do your kids go, "Hey, how much money did you make today, Daddy? I need that cheddar." No, they fucking don't. They ask, "I'm so happy you're home, Dad. Can we play? I'm so happy you're home so I get to spend time with you." They don't say, "Hey, man, show me the bank account." So if you can admit that this success and this mountain that you're climbing is for you, then you can get to a place where you understand who's calling the shots. But we are so quick to blame others and say it's others putting the pressure on us. It's other people putting the anxiety on us. You cannot do this alone. And if you think that you can, that's part of the reason why you're so messed up. If you don't have faith, you don't have a support system, you don't have a spouse, you don't have kids, you don't have people that love you, it's going to be tough. And you can be successful, but you're going to rip your soul apart. One of my favorite lines of all time from Mark England: "It is your job as a coach to not believe your client's own bullshit." I am not going to believe that there is this mountain of anxiety and pressure that is building up in your world to get what? To cross what goalpost or finish line that's going to move anyway? It's going to move anyway. If you're 26 years old and you've made $1 million, are you just going to stop working? If you're 55 and you sold your company for $100 million, are you going to go sit on a beach the rest of your life? Yeah, you might, but you'll be bored. Life is about purpose, but we are all behaving and acting and moving and setting goals as if we're trying to strip the purpose out of life. Without the purpose, we don't have life. And without life, we don't have a purpose. What the fuck are we talking about? We mass produce productivity to make us efficient so we can work more and be more removed from ourselves. For what outcome? So you can look good on Instagram? What the fuck are we talking about? When I lay it out this way, it sounds asinine. When I lay it out this way, it makes me want to vomit in my mouth because I'm guilty of this too. Missing the sunsets and the motherfucking sun rises. I'm having a revelation as I'm talking about this to you in realizing how much we miss. For what? When I got divorced, and I got my time back for myself, I made a promise to myself that I would see as many sunrises as I could. And you know what's great about a sunrise? They never disappoint. They never disappoint. What a statement to say. So if that's the case, then why wouldn't you try to find as many as possible? Why wouldn't you seek to live a life that fills you up and is not predicated on production and optimizing and making more money? Why wouldn't you seek a life of freedom and happiness and sunrises and sunsets and times and moments and places of experience and love and creativity and wins? Why wouldn't you seek the ultimate thing that matters, which is fulfillment of experiences of love? We have a person in our life that is driving us crazy, and it's not who we think it is. It's who we're refusing to deal with, and that's ourself. And the questions that you're not asking yourself are the reason that you are where you are. The questions that you refusing to ask are the reason that you are where you are. I'm not here to scream and yell, and I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you an idea that maybe what we're seeking is not the outcome that you're actually looking for. Maybe what we're seeking is to be acknowledged. Maybe we're seeking to be seen. We're seeking to have a self-worth that is not predicated on the money that we're making and what we do for a fucking living. Do you know I don't give a flying fuck what you do for a living? I could care less. I care about how you make me feel, what you want me to see, how you leave me when you leave me. Do you leave me better? Do you leave me inspired? Do you leave me excited? Do you leave me impacted? That's what I care about. How you make your money and what you build and what you create is part of who you are. It's not who you are. And the people that I love to spend time with make me feel better. This started as a pressure and anxiety talk and feels like a manifesto to me. It feels like something that had to come out of me to get you to understand that your life would be a lot better if you did the following. If you saw more sunsets and more sunrises, if you jumped in water when you saw it, if you helped a friend just because, if you worked out and took care of yourself because you love yourself, and if you fell in love with becoming a better human, and you cared way less about money and what you do for a living. I finally realize what people are saying when anxiety and stress is a choice. It's a choice. And unfortunately, it's a lot of our default choices. But that doesn't have to be the case. You can make a stand today and you can change what you believe in. You can change what gives you worth, and you can change what you give your attention to. I appreciate every single one of you that takes the time to listen to me, sends me a message. I love what I do. I love that I get to talk in this mic and people actually listen. And I myself, I'm excited for the future of the podcast and what we're going to do, and I'm excited for the messages that I keep getting bringing. If you found value in this, send it to a friend, share it around, and we'll see you next time.
Guys, let me take a minute to tell you about my buddies over at LeadHub. Ben and Aaron, the best humans I know. Not only are they amazing at marketing for trade companies, but Ben started his HVAC company in his garage, sold it for multi-million dollars. So when this guy talks, I listen. When we took over Dietz Mechanical, we had 22 reviews in 22 years. In 7 short months, we went from 22 reviews to 107. We went from a 4.2 to a 4.7. We tripled our Facebook presence and we tripled our calls. If you're an HVAC, plumbing, electric, landscaping company, and you're looking for a no BS approach to marketing, you're looking for people who have done it before, you got to go to leadhub.net.